This Wednesday, Sweden takes over the EU presidency from the Czech Republic and, as its slogan says, takes on the challenge. Like the Czechs, the Swedes want to use their presidency, which will run until the end of this year, to focus on the economy and the EU's relations with its neighbours. As far as priorities are concerned, the Czechs and the Swedes may have been singing from the same hymn sheet, but can the Hanover itself be described as harmonious? Rosie Johnston met Swedish ambassador to the Czech Republic, Catherine von Heidenstam, to find out. Her first question was whether the fall of the Czech government in March had complicated matters.
Of course, it was a problem at the time when it happened, and a lot of fear what would happen, because there were so many important issues that the Czech government had an ambition to finalize, and which, of course, the Swedes wanted to have finalized before taking over. So there was a great worry for some weeks there. But then once Prime Minister Fischer and his government took over, it is clear that they made a very good job in finishing.
There was talk before the summer summit, which has just happened, at which there were some concrete outcomes. But there was talk before that summit of postponing some important decisions because of the caretaker government until the Swedish presidency in the second half of 2009. Has Sweden been left with more work to do because of the fall of the Czech government?
I don't think because of the fall of the Czech government, more by the circumstances. I know that there was talk about it's necessary now that the Swedes will have a summit, but the Swedish government has said all along, no, we should stick to the timetable, the Czech government, we trust the Czech government will finish. Already the Czechs themselves say that, okay, there are some issues we have not been able to fulfill our ambitions. For example, Lisbon Treaty, so many wanted it to be finished, but we know it's not possible. And also nominating the president of the commission, that was a wish, but the Swedes will continue.
In what sort of state does Sweden, in your opinion, inherit the European Union from the Czechs?
You should always be ready for surprises. Both the French and the Czechs had their surprises. What will be our surprises? We don't know. There's, of course, talk about another energy crisis. But I think the Swedish government, as I said, realized from the beginning that this presidency will be very difficult and very complicated. And that's because of the economic situation. It's because we don't have the Lisbon Treaty yet. And everything in a situation where the EU institutions are not in place.
Swedish ambassador to Prague, Catherine